Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 28th, Monday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to recent market data, Tesla shares closed at $307.44, down slightly from the previous close of $309.22. The stock traded between an intraday low near $300.69 and a high of about $311.16, on volume just under 40 million shares. Technically, the chart shows mild downside pressure within a wider consolidation range. According to social news XYZ News, the broader U.S. technology sector has been under heavy selling pressure as investors reassess massive spending on artificial intelligence and data infrastructure. The report notes that roughly $1.2 trillion in market value has been erased from U.S. tech stocks over several trading sessions. Within that slump, Tesla is singled out as one of the biggest losers, tumbling more than 16% over four sessions. The article highlights that investors are increasingly worried about weaker-than-expected earnings, rising capital expenditure plans, and the uncertain payoff from long-term AI investments. According to the same social news XYZ report, disappointing results from Tesla played a central role in triggering this latest wave of selling. Tesla's shares fell nearly 15% after the company reported profits that missed Wall Street expectations and warned that operating expenses would rise further. This has contributed to a shift in sentiment. While markets had been rewarding bold AI-related spending, they are now asking tougher questions about when those investments will translate into sustainable cash flows. For Tesla shareholders, this means that the market is less willing to overlook short-term margin pressure in exchange for future growth promises. According to The Motley Fool, Tesla's stock is now firmly in a corrective phase, as promises of future breakthroughs no longer have the same impact they once had on investor enthusiasm. The article argues that Tesla had long benefited from a narrative built on groundbreaking technologies from autonomous driving to robotics and AI, but that narrative is now colliding with the reality of rising costs and delayed payoffs. The piece emphasizes that, in the current environment, investors are refocusing on fundamentals such as earnings quality, free cash flow, and capital discipline. For Tesla enthusiasts, this is a reminder that even a visionary brand can face sharp valuation resets when expectations run too far ahead of execution. According to Hospodarsk Noviny in the Czech Republic, investors are openly questioning whether the magic of Elon Musk is beginning to fade, at least in the case of Tesla. The coverage notes that although Tesla increased its vehicle sales and revenue by about a quarter in the second quarter, its core business performance deteriorated sharply. Operating profit reportedly dropped by more than half, and for the first time in roughly 2 years, Tesla generated negative free cash flow. The article suggests that this mix of growing volumes but shrinking profitability is eroding confidence in Tesla's ability to maintain premium margins while continuing its ambitious expansion. According to Hospodarsk Noviny, the pressure on margins stems from aggressive price competition in the global electric vehicle market, higher input costs, and heavy investment in new technologies and capacity. This has forced Musk to adjust the investment story, he tells shareholders, placing more emphasis on long-term AI-driven opportunities such as autonomous driving and robotics, while acknowledging near-term financial strain. The article raises the question of whether Musk will, under mounting investor pressure, return to more tried and tested tactics such as slowing capital spending, focusing on core vehicle profitability, and using selective price increases to stabilize margins. For long-term investors, the tension between growth and profitability is now at the center of the Tesla thesis. According to Finanzen, CH, analysts are actively debating whether Tesla should still be considered a growth stock, a value stock, or something in between. In a detailed discussion of so-called value investing 4.0, Christopher Tsai of Tsai Capital classifies Tesla as a value stock when value is defined not by low current multiples but by future cash flows and durable competitive advantages. Tsai argues that Tesla intentionally depresses short-term earnings by reinvesting heavily in new business lines, particularly those based on artificial intelligence, such as the Dojo training platform and full self-driving technology. In his view, investors who focus only on headline valuation ratios may be missing the long-term intrinsic value embedded in these initiatives. According to Finanzen, CH's summary of Tsai's framework, this updated value approach requires evaluating Tesla over a multi-year horizon under base, bear, and bull scenarios, rather than judging it solely on current profit metrics. Tesla's profitable core EV business is seen as the financial engine that funds its expansion into software, services, and AI infrastructure. At the same time, Tsai openly acknowledges that only a small fraction of companies pursuing AI and autonomous technologies will emerge as durable winners, which is why he applies very selective criteria and holds a relatively concentrated portfolio. For Tesla shareholders, his stance offers a counterpoint to more cautious voices. Despite the recent stock decline and margin pressure, some long-term investors still view Tesla as undervalued relative to its potential future cash flow stream. According to Finanzen, CH, Tesla's position is also being compared with that of SpaceX, following what was described as the largest initial public offering in history. The article notes that while Tesla can be analyzed using traditional measures like price-to-earnings ratios, SpaceX still trades at a rich multiple of its sales because it remains deeply loss-making as it invests in rockets, Starlink, and space-based computing and AI capabilities. Analysts point out that Tesla and SpaceX together form a kind of ecosystem of high-risk, high-investment ventures led by the same founder. For Tesla enthusiasts, this linkage is important, because sentiment swings around Musk's broader empire, including large market cap moves in SpaceX, can influence how markets perceive risk and opportunity in Tesla's stock. According to multiple financial reports collected in the last days, SpaceX has experienced a dramatic collapse in market value since mid-June, with estimates of more than $1.2 trillion in capitalization wiped out from its peak. A Russian-language report from Profile notes that this decline alone is roughly equivalent to Tesla's entire market capitalization, underscoring the scale of the move. Spanish-language coverage from Diario de Juarez adds that SpaceX shares have fallen in 13 of the past 16 sessions, with options markets displaying intense speculative activity as traders bet on both further declines and a potential rebound. For Tesla investors, the key takeaway is that Musk's overall financial position is now far more volatile, as his wealth is heavily tied to both companies. According to CNBC-based reporting cited in these articles, the plunge in SpaceX's valuation appears linked to a reevaluation after speculative excesses, technical challenges with Starship, and increased regulatory scrutiny. At the same time, these setbacks coincide with a period in which Tesla's own share price has been sliding and its quarterly results have disappointed. When both of Musk's flagship companies stumble at once, some institutional investors question whether his bandwidth and capital will be stretched too thin. This narrative risk can feed back into Tesla's share price, as markets fear potential distractions or funding constraints if several major projects demand attention and money at the same time. According to IB Times UK, Elon Musk has seen his personal fortune drop by nearly $500 billion in roughly a month, taking his net worth from about $1.32 trillion to just over $800 billion. The article attributes the sharp decline primarily to falling SpaceX and Tesla share prices, noting that SpaceX stock dropped more than 40% after a failed Starship launch, erasing over $1 trillion in market value. Tesla's weaker earnings and the heavy spending outline in its latest quarterly report did the rest of the damage. The piece emphasizes that this is one of the fastest and largest wealth collapses ever recorded for a single individual. According to the same IB Times UK report, Musk is nevertheless pressing ahead with ambitious fundraising plans for his lesser-known venture, The Boring Company. The article says Musk is seeking around $4 billion in new capital for the tunneling firm at a targeted valuation near $20 billion, more than triple its 2022 valuation. This push comes despite the fact that the company's actual operating footprint is modest. After several years and numerous proposals, the Vegas Loop has produced only a couple of miles of operational tunnels, and many city-level projects in the United States have stalled. For Tesla watchers, the message is that Musk continues to juggle multiple capital-intensive ventures at once, even in the face of market skepticism and personal wealth volatility. According to the IB Times UK analysis, Tesla's own financial trajectory is central to this story. Recent results show revenue growth but a sharp drop in adjusted earnings per share, with free cash flow turning negative as capital expenditures more than doubled. Tesla's chief financial officer confirmed that capital spending is expected to climb further in the second half of the year, with the company planning more than $25 billion in capex this year and arranging up to $30 billion in debt facilities. Musk has framed this as one of the fastest industrial scale-ups in modern American history, but the article notes that short sellers have profited handsomely from the market's current doubt, earning an estimated $4 billion in a single day as Tesla's shares plunged. According to Frankfurter Rundschau, Tesla is confronting another serious challenge. Its highly publicized Cybertruck is at risk of becoming one of the biggest product flops in US automotive history. The German-language report compares Cybertruck's performance with that of the infamous Ford Edsel from the late 50s. Elon Musk once floated the idea that Tesla might sell up to 500,000 Cybertrucks per year, and the company later set a more modest annual target of 250,000 units. However, in the first full year of sales, Tesla reportedly sold fewer than 40,000 Cybertrucks, far below both projections and the expectations of many investors. According to Frankfurter Rundschau's summary of data from Bloomberg, SUP Global Mobility and Futurism, Cybertruck's registrations in the United States have already started to slip, with around 7,100 vehicles newly registered so far this year. Some of those deliveries are said to have gone to Musk-related companies, which raises questions about the depth of genuine consumer demand. The article points out that the gap between initial sales targets and actual performance is even larger for Cybertruck than it was for the Ford Edsel, and that both vehicles share unorthodox styling that divided public opinion. For investors, the worry is that Cybertruck, once marketed as a halo product that would demonstrate Tesla's design and engineering prowess, may instead become a drag on margins and brand perception. According to Frankfurter Rundschau, Cybertruck is also struggling with technical and usability issues. Many core controls are routed through a central touchscreen rather than traditional physical switches, which can alienate drivers used to conventional layouts. The vehicle has also been dogged by reports of reliability problems, undermining Tesla's reputation for engineering excellence. Analysts quoted in the report suggest that Tesla might either try to heavily revise the vehicle or quietly let it fade out over time. Yet because Cybertruck is so closely tied to Musk's public image and to Tesla's futuristic brand identity, a rapid cancellation looks unlikely. This creates a delicate balancing act for management, acknowledging problems without triggering further damage to investor confidence. According to multiple financial sources, the combination of falling margins, heavy capital expenditure, product-specific disappointments like Cybertruck, and volatility across Musk's wider business empire has created a uniquely complex backdrop for Tesla investors. On the one hand, skeptics argue that the stock remains overvalued relative to near-term earnings risks and execution challenges. On the other hand, long-term believers like Christopher Tsai maintain that Tesla's investments in AI, autonomy, and digital platforms will eventually yield substantial cash flows that justify today's turbulence. For individual investors and Tesla enthusiasts, the key is to decide which narrative they find more convincing, and over what time horizon. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for our next update.